Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is April 14th, 2010. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. Tonight, we may have a cancellation and may cut our show short tonight, but we do want to give out a few announcements. And before we do that, we're going to go with a song, "The Streets Don't Love You Back," and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Yeah, yeah, this "The Streets Don't Love You Back." We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Oh, hey, the streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he's done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back. The streets don't love you back. I hear crying in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on this lonely road.
Yeah,
the streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
I know I can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed, and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head, another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man, fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pod storms to day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death and pressure ain't gonna never change.
gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, yeah, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And tonight, we're waiting for our guests, and like the missus said, we might have a cancellation, but we're going to keep moving and grooving like we always do anyway. And the missus got a few announcements for you, and we'll keep it popping.
Yeah, we have a few things going on right now, a few events coming up in the next few months. We just want to let you know about, and, you know, so that you can put on your calendars. Next week actually is Victims Awareness Week, and that's a national program, I believe. But next week, get your friends together, get your groups together, and, you know, one night of the week at least, you know, get together and light candles and pray for all the victims that have been taken due to homicides, gangs, violence, and all sorts of abuse. But again, Victims Awareness Week is next week, so get together and do something for that. Also, on May 28th in Ohio, there is a Justice for Nene rally, and that rally is on Friday, May 28th, 1:30 to 5:30 at Jackson Community North Park in North Canton, Ohio, and that's a rally to help us create an awareness that we need to be able to change some laws to support the youth riding school buses and school vehicles to school, and to help them to be protected so that nothing happens to them. And again, this Nene rally comes from a small child that was raped and molested over and over and over on a school van, and the laws in Ohio don't protect the children, so the school's not responsible for what happens to the children while they are on the vehicles to and from school. So we're just trying to make it a better awareness to be able to change some laws so that we can protect our children from any abuse, violence, molestation, anything like that. And then also, you know, we're working on a few events this summer here in Arizona where it's nice and warm, and I will let you know as soon as we get that all prepared. Boy, do you have anything to...
Yeah, I definitely want to just say my wife didn't touch up on her new book that's coming out soon. You know, she's putting her gang awareness book out, so people be aware of that, and that'll be coming out this summer as soon as she gets through with that. And also, I just want to put on the flow that I have my second book going to be coming out this summer, and that book is titled Never Hit a Woman. The book is a very deep book for people to open their eyes up, men and women and children. And I just got truly tired of seeing a lot of this domestic violence going on with men and women and children getting caught up with the domestic violence. And at the same time, I got so upset that I had to really start writing my book earlier than I was going to write it, because I feel that when a judge make a bad decision, when a woman say that she fear for her life, and she's bringing stuff to court to show that the man is threatening her life and her child and her life is in danger, and the judge ignore that, and all of a sudden the next day or the same day, the woman, the child, and the man end up dead. He killed the man himself, and he killed the woman and child. And I feel that a judge should be accountable for that. He's not God, you know. Because you go to law school don't make you God. So if you stop a woman from getting help and don't do nothing about her bringing this evidence and people telling you this, and the people end up dead, I feel the judge should be accountable and held accountable for that. And the accountable he or she should be held for is murder. Because if you make that choice, you've killed someone, you know, and that's just the bottom line, you know. And you shouldn't be above the law by making a bad choice. So that's just something that people can elaborate on with us. If you feel I'm correct about that or not correct about that, we ask you to weigh in on that situation and let us know how you feel about that. And, you know, spread the word because, you know, making decisions out here either can be your rise or your fall. You know, it could be your peace or your death. And, you know, I've just been outraged. I was out of town 1 year, and a lady did the same thing. You know, she told the judge, I fear for my life. And the next thing you know, she went home. The man killed her, her kid, and himself. So, okay, my brother, kill yourself, but, you know, leave us alone. You know what I mean? So you just got these guys out here that feel that they don't want nobody else to have you. They beating on you, doing you wrong, and dogging your life out. And, you know, next thing you know, he want to kill everybody and himself. That's the coward way out. And these mm-hmm. judges should be held accountable for that. And what they should be held accountable for is murder. You might not have pulled the trigger, but you made the decision for the trigger to be pulled. So let's weigh in on that and let us know how you feel. Pass the mic to the missus.
Right. You know, I just remember that case that you're talking about. And, you know, the judges need to not feel that they're so above everybody that they can't listen to you. If you're a woman coming to them for help, you know, you need to open your ears and listen to what this woman is saying. You know, not just hear, but listen and do something about it. You know, this woman feared for her life and wanted to be able to leave town, and the judge wouldn't let her. And yeah, so I think it was the next day he shot her, and did he shoot himself? I don't remember if anyone shot her.
No, he did all that. That happened the same day when she left court. He killed himself, the lady, and their kid, you know, and the judge ignored the lady's cry, you know. So like I said, once again, I'm still outraged about that. And when women come to the courtrooms for this kind of help, you know, and you make a bad judgment on that, you should be accountable for that. You might not have pulled the trigger, but you made the decision for a trigger to be pulled, and that is murder, bottom line.
Right. Didn't allow this woman to get out when she needed to.
So we ask people to weigh in on that. Yeah,
right.
Weigh in on
exactly.
that. Let us know how you feel about that because, you know, we ask them for women and men, that men that's for the right thing to stand up and speak on this because this domestic violence thing is out of control. You know, if a woman want to leave you, hell, man, go home about your business. You feel me? It's another
right.
woman out there, you know?
Right.
You dig? God
it's all
didn't
about
stop
that.
Making women.
It's all about
we made
power
one.
And control. Again, though, we come back to the same thing, power and control, you know?
Right,
man or woman, they you know they want to be in charge and they want to tell the other person or people in their lives what to do and how to do it and when to do it.
Right, and once you done lost trust with a woman, or a woman done lost trust with a man, and you done cheated and beat her and all that type of man, ain't nothing there, bro. You might well move
right.
on. You feel me? Because ain't nothing happening. Now everybody living in vain.
Yeah, and love is not power and control and violence.
No, that
somebody
love
hits
is together.
You, definitely don't love you.
No, ain't no love, pimp. You know,
nope.
That's a dead issue on love. Love went out the door once the first wing went.
That's right.
So,
no respect, no love.
Let's keep it real, people, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of women out there that's going through that right to this day, and we want y'all, if y'all in that kind of relationship, is trying to move up out that relationship. Don't be talking about I'm with no man because I got no kids by him. Girl, please, you know?
Right.
You better tell him, boy, bye. For real.
Right, and if you do, yeah, call us, email us, and you know, we'll get you on the show to let's talk about this issue. Let's bring it to the forefront. You know, let's get our message out. To everyone
yeah.
that, you
yeah.
know, that violence should not be tolerated by anyone.
Period. You
yeah.
feel me? No matter who you is, you are not above the law out here. And, you know, women and men got a choice to do right or do wrong. And if you're going through this, women out there in that type of situation, it's time to book up out of that because you be done waste your whole life sticking with somebody that ain't can giving a damn about you.
That's right.
And they out there doing anything up under the sun, you know. So let's check it and respect it, you know, respect yourself, you know. And like I say, the book that I'm coming out with, Never Hit a Woman, it hits on all topics, you feel me? It hits on the domestic violence. It hits on how men turn women out on drugs. I mean, it hits the whole topic out here, you know what I mean? And we asking for women all across the country, when this book come out, hey, don't hesitate to get your copy immediately, you know, or order your copy right, pre-order that copy, because I think that book going to fly off the shelf, because it's a lot of women out here that need that true encouragement and that true enlightenment to walk away from some of these bad situations that's going on out here, period.
Right, and we know for sure that, you know, going back to, you know, the streets don't love you back, you know, a lot of young girls, you know, the gangster life looks glamorous to a lot of people, and, you know, they start dating these characters that are gangsters, drug dealers, you know, pimps, whatever you want to call them, and they get caught up in it, and then pretty soon, you know, they're taking the drugs, and then they're being manipulated and used and violated, and you know, eventually they just don't know who they are anymore, and they're so caught up in it, you know, it's just crazy.
Right. It definitely is what it is, you know, and like the missus said, you know, please join our movement at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackneen.com, and please get involved with what we're doing, you know, educating the youth, educating the old, educating everybody that's willing to listen, that's willing to open their eyes up and see a clear and better day, you know. So that's what we're all about here at the movement, and we got a lot of things going on, and we just want to say that We sent out much love to my man John up in Detroit, and he have a thing going on April the 22nd up in Detroit at Detroit Historical Museum, and he invited me and my missus up there, but we're going to send our representative up there, because Miss Phyllis, she's going to go represent the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Mr. John asked us to have some flyers and everything to pass out. It's supposed to be about 200 people there at the event. Like I said, the event is April 22nd at Detroit Historical Museum, and Mr. John will be speaking at that moment, and the event starts at 6 o'clock. We will have the Streets Don't Love You Back postcards being passed out up there in the city of Detroit at the event. And if you definitely would like to book Mr. Boyd to speak at any event in the near future, please don't hesitate to get at us at streetsdontloveyouback.neen.com, and all the information is on the postcard when they get passed out. So please don't hesitate to get at us, you know. And I'll
right, and we'll put that
ball back in the
on
missus.
Our website also.
Yes, definitely. So we appreciate that.
And that's
love.
The museum in Detroit that the Streets Don't Love You Back book is in.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Right.
So, you know, we're doing it like that, ladies and gentlemen, you know. So we just want to keep life real good and everybody on the right track. And like the missus said, we will be posting that up on the movement page and Facebook. So, matter of fact, I'm going to be doing that in here in a few minutes, and we're going to pass the mic back over to the missus.
Well, we have another event that we'd just like to put out there, too, and that's also for the movie 10 to 20. And we interviewed the producer of that movie two or three weeks ago, I believe, maybe, Teresha Kirsch. And her movie is playing at the Atlanta Film Festival, and that will be April 21st and 22nd. So if you're in Atlanta, you know, get out there and see that new movie, 10 to 20. It's an awesome movie. It's about young kids and the gun laws in Florida, true story. So get out and see that movie. It's an awesome, awesome movie. I wish I could be there, but just can't be there. Anyways, I would also like to give a shout out to Miss Lulu Barrera, who just turned 19 yesterday, and I just want to let her know that I'm really proud of her for all that she's gone through, and congratulate her. She's going to be graduating high school this year, but she's also just received two scholarships for the School of Culinary Arts, one in New York City and one in North Phoenix, Arizona. So she's trying to see what she's going to do with that. But no, we're definitely proud of you, Lulu, and just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. We love you, and keep doing the good work. You know, you deserve it, and just really proud of you.
All right. That sounds like a winner, and we're always proud of the young people when they set out to do something and make a difference, not only in their lives, but in other people's lives as well. So we definitely are thanking you and giving you a big shout-out for that, young lady.
Right. Well, you know, I admire her so much, too. She's been one of my daughter's friends for many years, but she's kind of had a rough life growing up with her father and stepmother. But she's always been one that's obeyed and done what they've asked, and even though it's been hard on her and a struggle for her, but she's always, you know, been a good girl and done the things that she's supposed to do. And, you know, now it's paying off. And, I mean,
yes,
she's
indeed
always had to work for herself, buy her own clothes, and you know, do everything that she needed for herself by herself.
Dig that.
And you know, she's out on her own now, you know, living elsewhere, but she's still taking care of herself and going to school and obviously doing a good job in school because she's, you know,
beautiful,
gotten a scholarship. And, you know, just really, really proud of her because she has overcome a lot, and she's a very strong young woman, and I look forward to seeing her do great things.
Yeah, we're sending out much love. You know what I mean? Keep up the good work, young lady.
And we just, you know, we want to put this out there to everyone. You know, we're looking for guests, not only for our radio show, but also for our TV show that we have in Cincinnati. And, you know, although everything we do revolves around the Streets Don't Love You Back, you know, and a lot of that has to do with growing up in the streets. But, again, that kind of comes full circle because if you're out in the streets, you know, you're into the gangs and the drugs, and, it, you know, you end up to be involved in violence and maybe sexual abuse and you know, just many things happen out in the streets. You know, you end up homeless, you don't have a place to live, you know, you're not eating, you're, you know, getting sick. There's just so many issues that we can talk about, you know, you know, dealing
so
with
much
the streets,
go with that street
back.
Life.
Exactly. So, you know, we want to hear from different people in the different areas and different different topics. But we want to be able to, you know, use the stories here of people to educate others, because there's a lot of people in this world that just don't really have a clue what's going on out there.
Right.
And
never lived that life.
Never lived that life, never had to, never, you know, been around it. And, you know, we need to educate everybody. And there's people that are in it that don't have a clue about how to get out or what to do. Yeah, exactly, what they're in. Or
right.
So, you know, all the way around we need to, you know, just share stories and educate. You know, some, I think people learn a lot easier when they are able to, you know, hear true experiences of real people and
right.
know that there's help and that there's a way to change.
Exactly.
And so that's what, you know, we're trying to do here with our radio show and with the TV show as well. And so if you're interested in telling your story or talking to us, sharing some time with us, give us an email and give us your information, and we'll definitely get back with you and set up a time where we can get together.
No doubt, you know. So we definitely appreciate that love. And once again, like I say, it's 12, and our guests have still not showed up, but we're not going to, you know, worry about that. You know, I guess they got caught up on issues. But what I want to say, and I hope everybody hear this when I say it, when you make arrangements to be a guest on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, please learn how to put it on your calendar. Just like if you have to go to work every day, you know you got to be there from 7 to 3, you know? So if your interview is at whatever time, you need to have it on your calendar for people won't have to be calling you, emailing you, and all that crazy mess. Because personally, myself, I'm very sick and tired of that, you know? So if you make information to come on our show, hey, be about your business, because we already got you on the calendar, and we definitely keep up with a calendar. In all of my life, I've always lived by itinerary. I don't care when I was in the street life or whatever. I had itinerary what I was going to do that day, you know? So my itinerary been about that all my life, players. It ain't just started when I went into the corporate world, you know? So I just wanted to put that out there, and I told my missus I was tired of that, and I'm letting all y'all know, period, that done made schedules to be on our show, and we got to call you and track you down, that's dead. You feel me? Don't schedule nothing on this show if you ain't putting it on your calendar and you ain't about your business, period. You feel me? Because that makes you look like a straight-up fake. I don't care what you got on Facebook. I don't care what kind of book you say you got out. I don't care what kind of things you say you doing. If you miss an appointment and you ain't man or woman enough to call and say, hey, I cannot make that appointment, well, you ain't about your business to me. I don't care what's on Facebook. And that's the bottom line. Now, you heard that straight from the horse's mouth, Rob Boyd. You got a problem with that? Holler at me.
Yeah, let us just give you a little lineup of the next few shows to come as well. Next week we have Mr. Scott Bernstein, and he's an author from Detroit. And, Rob, maybe you can share a little bit more.
Well, Mr. Bernstein, he comes out of Detroit, Michigan, raised out in Bloomfield Hill. That's the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan out there. And he writes novels and different things about the mafia and different things of the old mafia and the new mafia. And he enlightened people on different things of that nature. And he just going to bring it to you all and hope people open their eyes up. And once again, stop being so blind. You know, you have a lot of people that grew up in the suburbs that don't know anything about the gang life or the drug life, you know what I mean? You know, especially the ones that didn't want to come down there and be curious and got caught up. Now they live in all kind of other ways, you know what I mean? But the ones that didn't get caught up and be curious, they don't even know nothing about that life. That's just what they see from a TV and afar, you know? But, you know, I respect people like that. I just want to put that out there. I'm glad people didn't come down in the hood that had, you know what I mean, sense on their head and didn't want to be curious, because you would have ended up just like the other curious Georgians, you know what I mean? Strung out on dope, done missed out on your scholarships, you know what I mean? Mom and them done kicked you out your house and you done had it all your life, and now you're in the street and don't know how to survive, you know what I mean? So I take my hat off to the ones that didn't be curious and come down there, because you would have got caught up like everybody else, my brothers and sisters. So, hey, I take my hat off to you.
Right. So next week, tune in for that. It'll be a good show with Scott. And then the following week will be Miss Catherine Redd. And Miss Catherine is, of course, with gang prevention and gang initiatives and things like that. And we'll get to hear from her. And the following week is Miss Alicia Curtis Webster, and we will hear the struggles that she had as a young woman, and then also later in life how she lost her 16-year-old son to gang violence after he was only in the gang for 1 month. He was murdered execution style, but she has an awesome story and can't wait to talk to her. And then the next few weeks we have a few people that we're still working on dates, but we have Mr. Tony Moreno, and he is an author of a book called Gang Cop, and he's out of L.A. We'll talk to him. We have another prison insider, or how do I say that, worked in the prison system but on the outside, Mr. Robert Morrell. Also known as Moco, and he wrote the book Mexican Mafia and a couple of other books about the mafia in the prison system. So he's scheduled, I believe, the end of March. So we're still working on the date. And then we're hoping to get, well, we'll let you know. But we have a few really interesting people coming up and a few good stories here in the next few weeks. So, again, join us every Wednesday night, 11:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Pacific. And, you know, go to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. You know, check out all of our information. We have really informative blogs as to what's going on in the gang life in different cities. We have different videos, you know, about gangs, abuse, violence, a lot of different things. We have a resource page that has tons of resources from rape and incest to the homeless to, you know, gang resources, drug resources, missing people resources. We also have a page there for ex-felons to, you know, job information, and we're constantly adding to that. So if you have any in your area that you'd like to give us, let us know, and we'll add those on there. But we're trying to make the website as resourceful as possible in, you know, different areas relating to what we're doing. So, you know, become a friend and a member on our site. You know, get active, put blogs on, put videos on, share information, tell us, you know, let us know what's going on in your community. And we're looking for people in different communities to work with us, you know, to set up speaking engagements and to help us educate the youth and adults, you know, that the streets don't love you back, and try to educate them on how to be able to change their life to make it better and more successful.
Definitely, definitely. You know, and I just want to say on the nationwide radio show, I'm definitely proud of my missus, you know what I mean, when she first got involved with the movement and started really, really being deep into the movement. You know, she also really found out and opened her eyes up to what friends was, you know. When you really out there and doing certain things, you really can't see a lot of things until you pull away and you really look at things, you know what I mean? So I just want to tell the missus I'm proud of her, because she really learned on what people was, who people was, and how people was, you know. And nobody stepped in her direction but herself and me, you know what I mean? So when the smoke cleared, wasn't nobody standing at the Streets Don't Love You Back movement but me and her, you know. So just wanted to give her big shout-outs for learning who our friends was.
Well, you learn a lot as you go on, and you know, people come and go in your life, and you have a lot of acquaintances, but, you know, there's, you know, only a few people that are with you forever, and most of them are family. So, you know, we just got to keep going, keep learning, keep, you know, meeting and doing. And, you know, I've learned so much in the past year as, you know, we're coming on our first year with our website and with the book and everything. But, you know, just learned so much about, you know, gangs and drugs and street life. And there's so many people out here that, you know, have different stories, and yet some of them are the same, but different, you know, and just a different city. But, you know, I'm enjoying it. I just love, you know, talking to different people about different experiences that they've had. And you know, definitely the gang and drug life is really heavy and really deep. And there's just so many things that if you don't sit down and look into it, you really don't know. So there's a big margin for education in dealing with, you know, gangs and drugs and all that goes with that. So, you know, that's just one of our goals, to get to educate and, you know, to let people know a little bit more about it, so they're a little more educated and know how to deal with it and how to stay away from it.
Definitely. So, you know, I definitely had to get a missus a big shout-out on that, you know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know until you really look back and see, you know what I mean? When you leave one thing alone and see things more clear, then that's when you understand on where everybody's at in life, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And when it all boils down to it, people is not there. They just there at that point in your life at what y'all doing, you know? But when you break it loose and see what's really happening in life, you know, it wasn't even all that, you know what I mean? Everybody was basically jacking their life off, you know?
Mhm. Yep, you got to have meaning and purpose and goals and stuff in your life to be able to you know, be successful, I guess, you know? You can't just live life day to day not having any goals and not looking forward to do, you know, to anything or doing anything with your life, you know. Just working and coming home and going out, you know, that's not being successful. You have to constantly set goals and constantly be striving for something better. And, you know, you just, life happens and, you know, things happen, people come and go, things change, you know, but definitely you got to always sit down and write some goals and work for them, and always strive to make things a little bit better. You know, one day at a time, but always strive for a little bit better.
And that's the bottom line, because once you're not striving, and once you don't have any goals, and once you don't have any direction, you already done really set yourself up for failure, because there's no structure there. You know what I mean? And like the missus said, everybody can go to work all week and go partying all week. That ain't nothing. You ain't gaining nothing there. You losing money, spending money, and really you're spending money you ain't got. Then you broke the whole week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not doing nothing but tearing your own life up and tearing your own life down. And then you look up, you're 50 or 60 years old, talking about, wow. You know what I mean? What happened? You know what I mean?
What did I do? What have I accomplished?
Now you ain't got nothing to show for your existence, and you've been working the same job 20 years. Ain't got nothing to show why you've been working for 20 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get your head on tight, people out here, and learn, you know what I mean, that the streets don't love you back. And the streets don't love you back ain't just all about gangs, drugs, and violence. You know, it's about making the right choice with regular people, too, out here. You know what I mean? And, you know, we have to do that, because once we make the wrong choice, man, it's like it could be your rise or your fall. So that's what people about to understand out here. You know what I mean? And you have to always be very careful on who you surround yourself with, who you get involved with, and who you let in your house. You know what I mean? Because everybody that laugh and grin in your face ain't your friend, period. You know what I mean? So we need to get a grip on life, my people out here, and understand
that. Tell us the story about the kid in Cincinnati that just was murdered. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, we have several murders in Ohio, young man, down there. In Ohio, young man got killed over a pair of glasses. Now, you know that is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's that man glasses. You know what I mean? You can't go buy you no glasses. So, you know, you catch a murder case over a pair of glasses, that is very senseless killing. He could have begged somebody to buy him a pair of dollar glasses. You know what I mean?
You remember back in the 90s that the gangsters were killing each other for tennis shoes.
Coats and tennis shoes. You know what I mean? So,
need some glasses that bad, come on. you don't need glasses.
He could have begged somebody to buy him a pair of dollar glasses, you know? Now he got a murder case on his head, and, you know, you're out here doing all this senseless killing, and you don't know who got family in the joint, you know what I mean? You don't know who got family anywhere, because 9 times out of 10, you know what I mean? When you go to the joint, players, I just want to give you a little enlightenment. You ain't finna go to the joint and get no shank immediately as soon as you walk through the gate talking about I need a tool. You ain't finna get that. First of all, nobody know who you is. Second of all, you don't know who family or people you done mess with. You know what I mean? And the guns get checked in at the door. You know what I mean? So there's no I'm finna shoot nobody up there, you know what I mean? You know, it's all about, you know, every man for himself in the game, you know? So you got to wake up out here, man, with all this senseless killing, man, you know? So let's understand that we reap what we sow out here in these streets, you know? If you plant a good seed, so you reap a good seed. You plant a bad seed, then you fall, and that's it, you know? So people just got to wise up out here. And, you know, we hate that our guests didn't come on the show and me and the missus didn't even set out to talk all this long time, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. And we're going to take a break. And we thank all our internet listeners out there that logs in every week to listen to the Movement radio station. And we ask you to just keep spreading the word to our youths, our old, and enlightening people in your neighborhood, and people you don't know and people you do know. Let's help save a life, you know. And we're going to go to a song and a commercial. We're going to come right back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
All right. We'll make it happen, my pretty cool.
Kingpin, Rob Boy, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos, and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we're going to keep it moving and grooving just one more time, and we're going to hit you with The What You Like by Pretty Cool, and we're going to come right back with you.
So much to say. How can we be this way? We come so far. Now look at where we are. Why don't this seem like it's working out? That we talk about. Let me know.
You got no time for me now. Since you started a new life. So now you don't come around. You turned your back on me twice. I fell for your recipe. You kept on coming to me. I guess you wanted to stop.
Maybe that's why I was dropped.
What was with pleasure not?
Maybe that's why I was dropped.
What was with pleasure now?
Gentlemen, that's a classic by my man Pretty Cool, you know what I mean? You're back at the Streets and Love You Back radio show where we have a ball and we keep it straight up real, you know? And we're going to keep it moving on the music tip, and we're going to hit you with my man Rising Sun, Guide and Protect Us.
Okay, just before I do that, I wanted to give a shout out to Tay Love, Deontay Love. He's the host of the Keep It Real show. The Keep It Real show, Boyd started 12 years ago and has been a producer of ever since. Last year he turned over the hosting position to Mr. Caleb, and he's just done an excellent job this past year, so we wanted to give him a shout-out. And also to let you know that the Keep It Real show plays in Cincinnati and surrounding areas. Three times a week. You can see it Monday, 9 a.m. on Channel 4, Wednesday, 5 p.m. on Channel 4, and Friday, 8 p.m. on Channel 24. So check out that show. He has a lot of artists from the area, as well as music videos, and it's a pretty cool show. So keep it up, Tay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, much love to my man, Tay. You know, I'm glad the missus brought that up. And, yeah, I started that show 12 years ago. I didn't even think I'd be saying the show had been on 12 years. And really, that's one of my great accomplishments that I can say that I've done did through my life, because I started something that lasted for 12 years. And a lot of people can't say that, you know. And I did that all by myself. And I wanted to give a big shout out to my man, Mr. Dwight Passmore. He was my cameraman, and he was one of the best cameramen that I ever known, you know. I could be running late for being here on the show, because I was doing so much back in them days. And my man would have the studio set up for me, you dig? And I would slide in there like James Brown, you feel me? Straight to my seat, you dig? So, hey, that's my man. So he passed a year after we started the show. So I wanted to give him and his family a big, big shout out. Mr. Passboy, you my man. You'll never be forgotten. And much love to you, man. You was my guy. And I could never find nobody like you, man. So I had to continue it all by myself till I met my man Tay Love last year. And now he hosts the show, and he's done did a great job, you know. And much love to you, man, and keep up the good work.
Right. And also to Mr. Joe Johns and his wife, Mrs. Johns, who helped you a lot in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. John is the man who gave me the incentive to start my show. I was on his TV show called In and Around 452, and he said, man, your presentation on the show is so great, how you talk and communicate with people. You need to start your own show. And I told him at that time, man, I ain't finna think about starting no TV show. I mean, I'm doing too much in this music thing, you know. And back then, I would travel so much. I was dealing with so many groups, and I was, you know, doing so much. Sometimes I didn't know whether I was going or coming, but I did. Went on and took his advice, and I went and took the classes and the editing classes and production classes and passed them with flying colors, and off went to Keep It Real show, you know. So much love to Mr. Joe John and his wife, and everybody that always played a big part in my life at whatever I've done, did, and achieved.
All right. And Tay's there to help us out anytime we need help, too, with our new Change TV reality show. And that shows on, three times a week here. Let me get that information. Monday, 7 a.m., Channel 24. Wednesdays, 2 p.m., Channel 4. And Fridays, 11 p.m. on Channel 4. So check out the Keep It Real show and the new Change TV reality show. And we will go to our song and we will be right back.
Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your countenance. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall rebuild. Yeah, with all of my strength I will fight with an iron fist. Lord, the freedoms of hate and the seed today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the weak you quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I've no disgrace. Lord, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise to your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're a miracle. Lord,
heart, so I carry this. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice, so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we tried the long rocky road. The Buffalo Soldier fights the power, freedom, boy. The last we left on the throne, the conquering disciples, burn your congregation. Yeah, collect the security, rebuild a better nation, time beside the unity. Say nothing in fight, nothing in war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love, so I will always strive to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. We are almost at the end of our hour. And,
yes, indeed.
Just, you know, with or without a guest, we're going to keep on going.
Ain't no doubt. You heard what the message said? We're going to keep popping, you feel me? Because that's what we're about. And I want to just make that statement once again. You know, do not call the show or say you want to be on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show and not keep a calendar dated for yourself. Because if you're any type of businessman or businesswoman, you know you got to get up there work once again from 7 to 3. And if you're any type of person, you ain't going to miss work because you know the check ain't going to be there. You feel me? So when you miss an appointment, you should have decency enough to call and say ahead of time, well, I'm not going to be able to make that appointment. And that's the proper way of doing business. So we want to just let you know, let's stop all that foolishness, because that will not be tolerated right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm just putting that out there, making a point to say that, and that is the bottom line. Because once you do that, I don't trust you, and I don't respect your hand. And that's what it is.
Right. Our time is valuable, so we'd like to, you know, let us know if you can't be there. We'll definitely put somebody else in that spot, but we do need time to do that. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you for listening, and we just remind you to come back next Wednesday night, 11:30 Pacific time, or 11:30 Eastern time, 8:30 Pacific time, and, you know, check out all the information that we'll have for you next week with Mr. Scott Bernstein out of Detroit. Again, join our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and you can also listen to any of our shows from the past year 24/7 on that website. So there's a lot of informative and really cool guests that we've had, so check it out. And we'll see you next Wednesday night. Do you have any last words, Rob?
All right. Let's keep it moving. Let's do what we do. And always remember, the streets don't love you back.
Good night. We'll see you next week.
All righty.